Hare Krishna. Today is a very auspicious day. Today we are celebrating the appearance day of Shri Radha Ras Bihari ji. Today is also the appearance day of Ma Janava, Janava Mata. Are you all acquainted with Janava Mata? Do you all know Janava Mata? What is the significance of Janava Mata in our lives? And what is the relationship between Shri Shri Radha Krishna and Janava Mata? Today we will all try to understand all this. Few minutes back, we attended the Abhishek of Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari ji. Deities are also called as Arch Avatar, the incarnation of the Lord in deity form. Lord descends, Avataran. Lord descends, Avataran means, it comes from the Sanskrit word Avatarani. It means stairs, descending, coming down. So the coming down of the Lord from there, the spiritual world, to here, the material world, is called descending avatar. Now the question is, why does the Lord descend? Lord descends from there, from the spiritual world, to take us there, to take us to the spiritual world. The place from where the Lord descends, Lord wants us to go there, to live with Him. Huh? Live with Him eternally. For this reason, the Lord descends. Around 5,000 years back, Lord Shri Krishna descended. Why did He descend? Why? Why did Lord Krishna descend? Yes, to kill demons? To redeem His devotees? For killing demons, Lord does not have to descend just to kill demons. He can do that while being there itself. Why? From the pores of Lord's skin, innumerable Brahmandas, universes appear and also disappear. Go back to Mahavishnu. So for killing demons, Lord doesn't have to descend. Why does the Lord descend to this material world? Lord descends here so that He can show to the ordinary jivas, the Baddha jivas, what happens at the Lord's eternal abode, the Chinmaya Dham, so that the conditioned souls can get attracted to those pastimes and make plans to go there. 5,000 years back, Lord Krishna descended, gave instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Sarvdharmana parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Give up all dharmas and take my shelter, and you will attain my dham, my eternal abode. Okay, fine. The Lord told this, you will attain my dham. But Krishna really did not explain in detail what particulars are to be followed by which one can reach His eternal abode. Lord told but did not explain in detail. You may say, what did the Lord did not reveal? What was not revealed by the Lord? The Lord descends in every age, in every yoga. There is the same one way which is to be followed, by which one reaches Lord's abode, that is bhakti. So what was the thing which was not revealed by the Lord? Lord descends in every age to establish dharma. So in this age also He descended. So what is it that Lord did not tell, did not teach? due to which we cannot go there. Are you getting my question? Huh? Lord descends in every age. In every age, Lord tells us everyone to do bhakti and go to dham, Vaikuntha. This is it. Since ages, this is going on. And now I am saying that Lord is saying sarva dharmana parityaja, but still did not exactly tell how to do this. So why am I saying so? Are you getting my question? Lord descends in every age. So what new thing? The new thing is to be told now, following which one can attain Lord's abode. The way one goes to Lord's eternal abode in other ages, other yugas, other ages in which Lord Krishna doesn't descend, is a different way. And the way in which one goes to Golok, the supreme most abode, is a different way. One cannot go to Golok the way one goes to Vaikuntha. The way in which bhakti is practiced by going to Vaikuntha is not the same way by which one can ever enter the supreme most realm of Braja, Golok Vrindavan. In Chaitanya Charitamrit, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj says, Vidhi Marge Na Paye Braje Krishna Chandra. By following Vidhi Marga, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj says, one can never obtain Krishna Chandra in Vrindavan. By following Bhakti in Vidhi Marga, by following rituals, one cannot attain Shri Krishna. Never. Now, Lord knew that he has told about it, all come to Golok, but no one really knows how to come to Braja. Why? Because before this, no one had ever come to Braja. It is very rare, even for demigods, to even listen about Krishna Naam. What to talk of ever entering the Krishna Dham, and that too eternally. So nobody comes. Shri Krishna descends just once in the day of Brahma. And thousands of yugas, just once Krishna comes. Lord Gaurang Mahaprabhu says, Ama bina anne nahi braj prem dite. Mahaprabhu says, besides me, no one can give love of Braja, Krishna Chandra. Besides me, no one can. So what does Lord do? Lord descends after 5,000 years in form of Sriman Gaurang Mahaprabhu. In the form of Mahaprabhu, Lord teaches everyone himself by practicing devotional service, by doing sadhana externally, and through the sadhana by Shad Goswamis and the other great souls, that by following such pattern, such way of bhakti, one can also enter Lord's abode known as Golok. So Lord Krishna descended and returned back. When Lord appeared, Shad Goswamis, etc., they also returned back. Then Mahaprabhu, when Srila Narottam Das Thakur had not appeared, Mahaprabhu used to call him, saying, Narottam, Narottam, my dear devotee is Narottam. Then after Mahaprabhu disappeared, Narottam appeared. Even he returned. So they explained everything. But did that cause any change, any difference in us? What are we doing? We are doing bhakti as if this is not Mahaprabhu's age. Is this the way? Is this right? We are doing bhakti, devotional service, as if we are not bothered whether it is Mahaprabhu or any other Prabhu's age. We are just concerned only about coming out of the circle of birth and death. We are not bothered about it is Mahaprabhu's age, Data Shiromani, Gaurang Mahaprabhu, Anarpit Chari, what he has not given, is giving now. We are just concerned about crossing the ocean of birth and death. Is this Gaudiya Vaishnav's bhajan? Is this the way Gaudiya Vaishnav's practice bhakti? This is the way we are doing right now. Is this the right way? Ask yourself. Is this the way different in which bhakti was practiced in previous yugas? If out of fear we are thinking about surpassing birth and death cycle, if out of fear we are practicing devotional service, then amongst us there will be no one who will ever go to Golok. It has been said that there are two ways of practicing devotional service. One is Vaidhi Bhakti and the other is Raganuga Bhakti. Following rules and regulations is Vaidhi Bhakti. Out of fear for crossing birth and death, this is called Vaidhi Bhakti. And the other is Raganuga Bhakti. In other ages, whosoever goes to Lord's abode, the Vaikuntha, Garudji used to come and some Parshads, eternal associates from Vaikuntha used to come and make the sadhaka who was siddha then. He was given four-armed form right there itself, and then just by putting a step over Garudji, he used to go to Vaikuntha. This is the usual way of crossing the ocean of birth and death and going to the Lord's abode, Vaikuntha. But this is not the way for this yuga. Other yugas, there was only one ras in which one could enter and serve the Lord in Vaikuntha, and that ras was Dasya ras. So this was the only way. But in the special age of Gaurang Mahaprabhu, this Mahavadanyaya Yoga, in this age Mahaprabhu has descended to give us Mahaprem, the highest love. Mahaprabhu has descended to give that which we cannot even imagine. What to speak about us? It is even beyond Sri Lakshmiji's imagination. Even she cannot imagine. It is that which is very rare even for Shiva to attain. That which is impossible to be attained by Brahma. Forget about these. What to speak about them? Those eternal associates who eternally reside in Golok, Lord's eternal associates, Nand and Yashoda, even they cannot attain that supremest gift which Mahaprabhu has come to give to all the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Even Nanda and Yashoda cannot attain. Can you imagine? Huh? Lord has descended to give us that. Can you think for what has Lord descended to give? Can you even think of that? Unattainable even for Lalita and Vishakha, who we worship daily in the altar, who are so close to Radha and Krishna. Mahaprabhu has descended to give that which is even unattainable for even Lalita and Vishakha. Even they cannot attain that. Mahaprabhu has been addressed in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Data Shiromani, the crest jewel of all donors. Data Shiromani. The Lord has descended to give that which even Shiva, Lakshmi cannot even imagine. It is beyond their imagination. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Raganuga Marge, Bhaje Jai Jan, Sei Jan Pai, Braje Brajendra Nandan. Raganuga Marge, Bhaje. One who worships the Supreme Lord Krishna by following Raga Marg, not out of fear of crossing birth, and just by purely following the Raga Marg, only those people, only those practicing devotees can ever really attain Brajendra Nandan. Only these people, these devotees who practice Lord Krishna in a particular raga can attain him, can attain Shri Krishna. Like I told you that in other ages, one can go to Vaikuntha directly. But what happens in this age? Lord descends in this age to give us what he has never given before, that is Radha Dasyam, the servanthood of Srimati Radhika, the personal nija service of Srimati Radharani. Lord has descended to give us this. And what happens in this age? You must have heard Adho Shraddha Tadho Sadhu Sangha. By practicing devotion, one can reach till the stage of love. What do we normally say? What is the goal of life? Krishna Prema? No. 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 This is fine for other ages. But in this Mahayuga, the great age of Mahaprabhu, the story begins after the stage of love. Lord has descended to give us Radha Dasyam, the servanthood of Radharani. Anarpit Chari, as Rupa Goswami explains, Anarpit, Lord has descended to give us that which has never, never, never been given to anyone in any other age. By any other incarnation, not by any other incarnation, this gift has ever been given. That which has never been bestowed by any of the incarnations of the Lord. When the sages of Dandakaranya saw Lord Rama, they got very much attracted to Lord Rama. They asked Lord to marry them. So what did the Lord reply? Lord Ram said, I will appear, descend as Shri Krishna, then your wish will be granted. So it is easy, it is possible, it is possible to become a gopi or Lord's wife. In other ages also, like Brahmaji's wife Gayatri, despite being Brahmaji's wife, Gayatri worshipped Krishna, wished to become gopi, and successfully she became a gopi. So becoming gopi was possible in other ages also. So what is that special thing for which Sriman Mahaprabhu has descended in this age? What has he come to give to us? That very special thing. The Lord has descended to give us Manjari Bhava Sadhana, Radha Dasyam, the servanthood of Radha Rani. What is Manjari Bhava? What is the happiness, relishment in Manjari Bhava? If any jiva becomes a Manjari, how does a jiva become a Manjari? Here, in this world, by practicing devotional service, one reaches till the stage of love, prema, from shraddha, ruchi, asakti, bhava, prema. You have heard about it many times. Then, after one has reached to the stage of love, after one has attained love, his next birth takes place in Bhoma Vrindavan. What is Bhoma Vrindavan? It means that place in the universe where Lord Krishna is performing his pastimes at that time. Lord Krishna is performing his pastimes non-stop. It stops in one universe, then it starts in another universe. In every universe, there is one Golok. Once Leela gets over there in that universe, it starts in another universe. So, in each universe, there is only one Golok. So, in different Golokas or of different universes, Lord's pastimes are going on continuously, one after the other. So, when a devotee has reached perfection, he has reached the stage of prema. He has to move to the further stages of prema. There are further stages. Sneha, raga, pranay, man, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So, one has to reach to these stages. But these stages cannot be tolerated within this body. Ruchi, asakti, bhava, prema. Only to this extent, this material body can tolerate. What Manjari's experience, it is way beyond this body's tolerance. Sneha, raga, up till mahabhava. So what happens? After attaining perfection in Manjari Bhava Sadhana, a sadhak takes birth in Bhoma Vrindavan where Lord's pastimes are going on. What happens when one goes to Vaikuntha? One directly goes to Vaikuntha, but here it does not happen the same way, this way. Here, birth first takes place in Bhoma Vrindavan. There, the further training takes place. Personal training is being given. Given by whom? It is given herself by Srimati Radharani, Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, Rupa Manjari, the Shad Goswamis you saw. They are not just meant to be shown lamp and agarbatti in the altar. No. We have a very deep relation with them. Very deep. The six Goswamis, Loknath Goswami and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, these are eight Goswamis of Braja. And there are eight Sakhis in Braja. Lalita Vishakha, etc. Ashtra Shakhi Shiromani, Radhe Radhe. There are eight chief Sakhis of Radharani and each one Gopi, each of these Sakhis has a chief Manjari. Like for example, the chief Manjari of Lalita Sakhi is Rupa Manjari. The chief Manjari of Vishakha Sakhi is Raghunath Das Goswami, who is Rati Manjari. So, these eight Goswamis are also there in Golok in the form of Manjaris and in Navadvip Leela in the form of Goswamis. So, that for which Mahaprabhu has descended, one will have to hear very attentively. Mahaprabhu has descended to give. Normally, if one dies at the stage of Krishna Prema, love for the Lord, he goes to Vaikuntha. But in Mahaprabhu's age, one is given the opportunity, the wonderful opportunity, the unique opportunity to go to two eternal abodes simultaneously. So, where does a Gaudiya Vaishnav go? He has two swarupas. In one swarup, he goes to Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, and simultaneously in another swarup as a Kishore Brahman, he goes to Nitya Navadvip to serve Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He will be simultaneously in Mahaprabhu's Leela and simultaneously in Lord Shri Krishna's pastimes. Mahaprabhu is Data Shiromani. He has descended to give us this which has never been given before. Earlier, only one swarup to serve the Lord in Vaikuntha was there. And that too, just in Dasyaras. Now, the highest of all rasas, conjugal milo, madhur ras, one serves Shri Krishna along with the Sakhis in Braja, and simultaneously he is serving Lord Gauranga. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He serves Lord Gauranga in Navadvip. At one time, he will serve in both Leelas. Have Aswadan, Paramaswadan in both Leelas. Two eternal Swarupas. But this can happen if one practices devotional service in the way in which Mahaprabhu taught, the right way. Only if one practices devotion, that can really, really, really happen. Normally, what do we think? After a lifetime of bhakti, something related to Krishna we do throughout our lives, we go back to Krishna Loka, to the abode of Krishna. This is the way normally devotees are being taught, right? That by doing anything in life, something related to Krishna, one will attain Krishna abode. But it will never happen this way, my dear. Attaining Lord Krishna is difficult even for Lakshmiji. What to speak of people like us? Lakshmi wishes to become a gopi. You must have heard this katha. Lakshmi aspires to become a gopi, does tapasya, but does not accept the allegiance, the subordination of gopis, the anugatya of gopis, the anugatya of the bhavas of the gopis. She doesn't do that. She does penances. So she fails to become a gopi. Even Lakshmiji's entry to Golok is not possible without the subordination, the allegiance of the gopis. So how can anyone else enter? Just think about it. Normally we are doing very bhakti, but we are to follow raga bhakti, raga marg. What is raga marg? The main question now comes. What exactly is raga marg? How should we practice bhakti now? It is different from the other yugas. You must have understood very clearly. So how, what is raga marg? How to practice this bhakti now? The eternal associates of Lord Krishna, like Nanda and Yashoda, Subal, Madhumangal, Larita, Vishakha, Raktak, Patrak, Ityadi. These are eternal associates. So in how many moods can one worship, establish relation with the Lord? Why? Shanta, Dasya, Sakha, Ityadi. These prominent devotees, these devotees like Madhumangal, Raktakpat, they have a very, very specific different relationship with the Lord. Ratrak Patrak are Lord's servants. Subal, Madhumangal are Krishna's friends. Nandishoda, the parents. Lalita, Vishakha, the gopis, the girlfriends. These prominent devotees, the eternal associates of the Lord, are called as Ragatmika devotees. Please understand difference between Ragatmika and Raganuga. These eternal associates, Lalita Vishakha, are called Ragatmika devotees. Ragatmika devotee means that in a particular raga, a particular mood, they render service to Krishna. Actually, no one is Lord's father, mother, or parent. But still, those devotees serve the Lord in a particular mood. They take care of the Lord, like Ma Yashoda. So if one wants to be situated in the mood of parenthood, Vatsalya Ras, with the Lord, he will have to take allegiance of Mother Yashoda, Anugatya of Mother Yashoda's mood. Rag means mood, way of service, particular way of service. All are Ragatmika devotees, Rakta, Patrak, Subal, Laita, Vishakha, Nanda Yashoda. So one practices under the Anugatya of a particular Raga, then one can enter Bhoma Vrindavan and finally Nitya Vrindavan. If one wants to become Lord's friends, one should take allegiance, subordination, anugatya of Subal, Madhumangal, etc. What is the meaning of taking allegiance? It means accepting their mood, bhava. These associates are rendering service to the Lord in a particular bhava. So if one wants to become a gopi, which is the highest of the five moods, Madhurya Ras, Lalita Vishakha, etc. If we take allegiance of Lalita Vishakha, the subordination of the mood in which they serve Krishna, if we take allegiance of that mood, we too can become a gopi, can attain gopi bhav. But just give it a thought. Lalita Vishakha, whose allegiance we are taking even they cannot attain what Mahaprabhu has come here to give to us. So why should we do bhakti even under their allegiance? Huh? Things are clear? Now the question is, whose allegiance we should take? Whose anugatya we should take? We have to take allegiance, anugatya of Shad Goswamis. Because Shad Goswamis have attained they are the Ragatmika Bhaktas. Ragatmika devotees who have attained the Nikunj Seva of the Lord, the intimate Seva of the Jugal. Nikunj Seva, the place where Radha Krishna's most intimate pastimes, the most intimate pastimes, they take place. You will be surprised to know that even Nandishoda, they do not know the name of the place. They do not even know the name of the place where Radha and Krishna's amorous pastimes take place. Just think about it. In the eternal dham of the Lord, in Lord's eternal abode, besides the very close friends of the Lord, no one knows of this place, Nikunja. Not even the eternal associates like Nanda Yashoda and so many sakhas. Only and only Manjaris can enter into the Nikunja Leela. One can think, how does it matter? One can become anything, it does not matter. One just has to cross over the cycle of birth and death. Look, if we have come to bhakti, we should become very serious about our journey, our own journey to the spiritual world. What are we doing now? We are on the journey. We do not know where to go. We just know we have to surpass beyond the circle of birth and death. It's not so. Jive Swarup Hoy Krishner Nitya Das. This is okay. This statement is right. But is it complete? Can anyone tell how it is not complete? What does it state? What is the nature of Jiva? He is the servant of the Lord. Okay. Servant of Lord Krishna. But Krishna is in various forms. Krishna is in the form of Mathuranath, Dwarkanath, Lord Brahma, Lord Narayan, Lord Narsingha, Lord Vara, Lord Vamana. So we want to be the servant of which Krishna? We want to be the servant of which form of Krishna? We have to be very, very specific. What specific relationship with the Lord we want to develop? We have to develop a specific relationship with the Lord so that we can serve Him. So we should be very clear of what we want. If we want to perform Vaidhi Bhakti, we can do anything. Do some sort of service and go to Vaikuntha. But it is said that the relishment, the enjoyment, the ananda which the manjaris get, if on one hand we have all the sukha utsava, the festivals of joy of the Lord, the relish which all the eternal associates of the Lord in Goloka, Vaikuntha, at all places feel, the total relishment of everyone in all the spiritual worlds, in past, present, future, the Trikal, all the enjoyment of all eternal associates of the Lord is not even equal to a drop. And the relishment which manjaris get of Nikunja is equivalent to the ocean. See the difference. All the enjoyment of all eternal associates of all eternal abodes is not even equal to a drop. At what Mahaprabhu has come to give us, the Manjari Bhava, that enjoyment is ocean compared to an ocean. Are you getting this? Must have heard for the very first time. If on one hand we collect the relishment of all eternal associates, Nanda, Yashoda, Lalita, Vishakha, for eternal time and on other hand the relishment which manjis get by mere darshan of Radha Madhava in a Nikunja. Then Manjari's relishment is like an ocean. The relishment of others is even less than a drop of that ocean, not even equivalent to even one drop. Why? Question is why? Because we understand this way, we are Anujiva. We are very, very small. So how much can our love with the Lord be? Anujiva, Anuprema, minute love only one can develop. So will we be able to have Anu relishment only, minute relishment, because our love is Anu? Is this clear? In the kingdom of bhakti, the proportion in which one loves, the relishment will be in that proportion only. Understand this thing once and for all. All devotees relish the Lord in a different way, as per the quality of their love, proportion of their love. So what is the ultimate, the major goal of the worship of the mellow of Vraja? Why are we doing bhakti? For happiness. What is the chief goal of doing bhakti? Braj bhakti. The chief goal of Braj bhakti is to relish the madhurya, the sweetness of Lord Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. So to relish the sweetness of Lord Krishna is the chief goal of bhakti. Krishna is not all attractive at all times. Krishna is somewhat attractive at Vaikuntha. He is relatively more attractive in Ayodhya. He is far more attractive in Dwaraka. And even more attractive at Mathura. And he is much more attractive at Vrindavan. In Vrindavan also, there are many categories in which Lord's beauty is manifested. Lord is attractive, but not much in front of all residents of Braja. The proportion in which one loves, accordingly Lord's beauty is manifested in front of him. Understand this thing. Lord is not equally beautiful for all parishioners. The proportion in which you love, Lord's beauty will be revealed to you. So Lord's beauty is manifested in a different way in front of his servants. Amar madhurya nitya navanavahoy. Swa swa prema anurup aswadhyay. Lord's sweetness, nitya, becomes newer and newer according to one's love. In front of friends, Lord's beauty is manifested in a different way. Lord appears attractive to his parents in a still different way. In front of gopis, Lord's sweetness is totally different. But in front of whom Lord's sweetness is highest? When Lord is in close contact with Shrimati Radharani. Is then the Lord's sweetness the highest? No, not even there. If Lalita, Vishakha and the other gopis are with them, when only the Jugal are there, not along with the Sakis, when they are alone, the Jugal, in Nikunja, then Lord's sweetness is the ultimate, the highest. And that sweetness we can relish. And we can relish that sweetness which even Lalita Vishakha cannot relish. Thus, in this age, Lord did not consider whether one is qualified or not. We can think, I am so bad. We know that from within that there is no one who is more fallen than us. If you ask, can I attain that despite being so fallen? Can I also attain Manjriva? Yes. Answer is, yes, you can also attain that. Because Mahaprabhu did not consider any qualification whatsoever, whether one is qualified or not. He bestowed this mercy of Manjari Bhav free of cost to everyone. He has opened his treasure house and distributing free of cost to everyone. Param Karuna Pau Duijana Nitai Gaur Chandra Nitai Gaur are the most compassionate. They are bestowed to everyone, are distributing to everyone.